Campground or park information. This is one. Permit information.
132. If they haven't moved.
We on. Call our meeting back to order. We're waiting on the Corps of Engineers.
That's Jones.
John Heiser?
Hey, this is John, and I'm away from my desk. If you would, leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
I'll close here.
Thank you.
Do they have a number on the extension here?
Hey, Mike, are you calling us? Yeah? Okay, we'll stop now. We'll stop. Bye. She was just answering here. When it rings, hit this button.
That bad?
Yeah.
Hello?
I have the Corps on the phone just a moment.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Hello there.
This is
Chuck, Danny, Jim, and Bob Paulson.
You got Mark and John in here.
Good deal. How you guys doing?
Well.
Good deal.
You got plenty of water?
Hey, when are you going to get rid of our water? Why'd you bring that up?
Glad Arkansas needs some, don't they?
I'll make you a promise. Next August.
Yeah.
It'll be hot.
Yeah.
That's the only problem you can get at them.
Yeah,
I tell you what, that water, wow.
We've got lots of it. Hey, K-Dock Road is not under yet, but it's right at the edge, and the boat dock itself, their landing to get on the dock, it came up so fast they couldn't get the ramp raised up, and they can't use the dock down at K-Dock now.
Oh, my God.
So I heard an earful last night about that, but trying to help you boys out in your defense, you know.
One good news is here pretty quick we're going to a higher regulated stage downstream. Ends the month, right?
Yeah.
First, December 1st.
Yeah,
so that means we can release more water and put more water in the river downstream. And that helps us about when we generate more and longer. So
now what, when does that happen?
December 1st.
That's not that far off.
10 days.
Wow.
Right down the regulated gauge in Newport, Arkansas, 12 feet. In December 1st, it goes to 20, 21 feet.
Oh, that's a big difference.
That's just for that season, though, right?
It's seasonal. It'll cut back about May.
Right. That's what I thought.
Growing season, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. But at least lets us...
It'll help out now.
John and Mark...
Evacuate water during the winter months.
Yeah. John and Mark, I was going to... that's who we're speaking with, right?
Yeah.
Did any of your rangers or any of the crew there take pictures of what we did in the three locations that were approved? Or has anybody been up there and looked at it?
Michael Love, one of the rangers, been up there to look at it, but to be honest with you, I haven't seen pictures, and I know a bunch of them went underwater now.
Yeah, a bunch of it's underwater, but it really impressed lots of people. The look that was there, lots of compliments rolled in, but it's underwater now, and of course, we're back with the same complaints, but we were going to try to get this other signature page figured out. We have two statements here that Randy sent in, the one on Mission Road that we first agreed upon, and then the one that was on the other two locations that was sent in separately and signed.
It says the grantee shall develop restrictive barriers, boulders, berms, etc., along the roadway to keep vehicles out of unauthorized areas. And the other version says the alignment of the road in both sides of the roadway will be protected either by a ditch line or or rock embankment to limit vehicles from traveling anywhere other than the roadway. Those are the two versions. And the commissioners didn't remember that was what was agreed to. And I called down to, not Joe Craig, but who's the lady down there?
Dina.
Yeah. And she said that they only deal with what's sent to them from John Heiser and others up there as to what the conditions are going to be, the site-specific conditions, and that it came from them. And then when she checked into it, she said, well, that's what the commissioners agreed to when they were out there on site. And, in fact, they got an email from Randy Hayes from our road and bridge crew saying that that was fine. But we've checked into the email, and that had to do specifically with Mission Road because there were rock bluff already there and the huge ditch that, you know, it was already in place that wasn't going to, it was useless to, we couldn't take it away and we didn't have to do anything to have it there. But that was a different situation than the others, and just wondering how it came to pass because I don't think that's what the commissioners wanted.
Let me say this. We did, and the ditch line on the left-hand side, as we looked over there, and you kept wanting us to move that to the left, and the Mission Road deal, we dug a ditch there that's probably 3 foot deep to 4 foot deep all the way down in to the edge of the water, all the way to the top, and put that culvert across like we want, like we talked.
Uh-huh.
Now, the other side where we took, and believe you me, once we got down there and shot grade on that, you could bury our dozer in that hole that was on the left-hand side that where we kept easing that way, and we shot grade over the top of the dozer. So that's how deep that hole was there. But we went ahead and dug a 3 foot to get the water away from our road. We dug about a 3 foot ditch, and that's a 3 foot bucket, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a 3 foot bucket. So you got a 3x3 ditch on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side, where we took the most of the fill to fill in that hole that to make the thing look like it was supposed to make it all even grade down that way, there's no way that we took and netted that bank and everything, but that bank is anywhere from 8 to 10 foot tall. On that left, on the right-hand side, you know where we was talking about and had the few little trees and stuff that you guys were talking about, we marked off where the line was going to be. And so that's was the agreement that was agreed upon. Somehow that got transferred over to the other two locations.
On the other
We didn't even take the trees out. You know, when we went down to the Deer Lane spot and those trees were on the left-hand side, and you said you wanted to leave those trees as barriers.
Right.
We didn't even take those trees out. We made the circle there and on the bank, and you seen where the four-wheelers had drove down through there. Well, those four-wheelers were eliminated at that point because when we took the bank out to make the cul-de-sac, it left like an 8 foot bank there on that side of it to level that out to where they could have a cul-de-sac on that side, and we left the trees that you wanted left. We sowed all that down with wheat and put that netting on those banks so there would be no erosion. Then on the other side where we got permission, we put the cul-de-sac in. We had a discussion about a school bus turnaround there where the school bus could turn around. And then we went down to the lake. Naturally, that's all underwater now. You can't tell what we done, but we made a real nice entrance to the lake there with the road pre-existing the way you had it laid out. We sowed that down with the banks with wheat and everything. Then it started that torrential rain of about 14 days in a row, and the wheat is, you know, it got up, 5 or 6 inches tall, just as thick as hair on a dog's back, and it really looked nice. We used creek gravel on the outsides and took rollers and rolled it into the fresh dirt that was left, and we took one row of base and put down the middle of Mission Road so that they could turn their boats around there. Now, that's pretty well where we left the thing. There was actually no need in us trying to restrict anybody from going anywhere because they couldn't go anywhere after the water started going up, and then we had the ditch lines cut in just like you guys wanted them cut in. You know, we cut the ditch lines in to carry a tremendous amount of water, so that, and they were cut in. One ditch line, maybe two of those ditch lines, were cut in with track hose with a 3-foot by 3-foot hole in the ground that trenched all the way down. So I don't know what the misunderstanding was, unless it was just going through so many people, us, Frank, Randy, and then coming back to the lady that visited with you guys. But everything that we agreed upon the day you guys were up there, we did, and probably a little bit more as far as trying to make it attractive to the citizen, as far as not one location. They wanted a little barrier. They didn't want any of the timber taken out. You know where the road went down. We wanted to expand because we had a 50-foot easement. And so we tried to get along with the neighbor that lived there in sight, so we left a little site barrier between their house and you know, where the people would be going down to the lake. So we tried to please everybody. And so we've got a beautiful three lake accesses there that that people were already using before as the water was coming up. They were back in their lawn chairs up the bank to try as fishing. I mean, several people, and their main concern, John, and was that there would be so many people use one location. The fact that we went and put those three locations in eased all the tension in that direction out there, because they had more than one place to go, and they didn't worry about the traffic on those roads. And so that was a great deal for us, and we have some road improvements that we're going to do on those county roads, and have some easements from people that are up on the county side that we're going to widen the road a little bit, you know, for safety purposes. But it's been a great PR for that area. And but we had this signature page that came to us had that one statement in there. There's actually 2.5 lines that we didn't remember agreeing to. And Randy, I guess through the conversation, thought that we were going to rock barrier every one of those off. And like I said, we left the trees and all that kind of stuff, but we figured that was, you know, some ranger's job probably to enforce that part of it. We don't plan on trying to run deputies or road and bridge crews down there to enforce, you know, a barrier.
Well, the email specifically had to do with Mission Road, and what needs to happen from my perspective, so that we can get an agreement, I guess, is that the commissioners have to have something that they can agree to, that you can agree to. So, I mean, there has to be some ground somewhere where both can go. I mean, what are the minimum requirements that you would have? Do you need to have this in here? And if you do need to have something like this in here, what's the minimum that you need to have in there? We need to figure out what that's going to be so we can move forward.
Well, we're trying to pull those up on the computer here to see what language is in there.
I just read it to you, I think.
We have everything else agreed to except for that 2.5 lines.
Well, I would ask for one more thing, and maybe I need to talk to Gina about it. There's a provision in there that talks about the grantee being responsible, that's us, for any damage done to the property. And we're fine with that as long as it doesn't include members of the public. If some third party does something, we sure don't want to be responsible for it. But other than that, we have no problem with that.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm understanding. As long as it doesn't include members of the public, I'm not sure.
Well, it says grantee, that's us, the Taney County Commission. Commission or Taney County government shall be responsible for any damage done to the U.S. Property. Well, if somebody from Springfield comes down here and decides they're going to tear up the property and go chop down some trees, I would hope that we wouldn't be responsible for that because we didn't do it, even if we improved the road so that they could drive down there and get out of their truck and go cut down the trees.
Well, no, obviously not. And I mean, that would be like somebody going down there and you know, cooking off a batch of meth. We wouldn't hold you guys responsible for that either.
All right.
Yeah, that's the Bob, the attorney, is saying that provision's in there right now, so we need.
I would just like to put in there that this doesn't include the. There is no responsibility for the actions of third parties, not us and not the U.S. government. And then the one phrase that Danny's talking about that has to do with the
Mission Road.
Yeah, Mission Road, and it was applied to these other two. What's the minimum you guys can require so that we can move beyond this, I guess? Well, let me just ask generally then, it says, and I know you have to look at it, that in the one that will develop restrictive barriers, boulders, berms, etc., along the roadway to keep vehicles out of unauthorized areas. And then the other one says that both sides of the roadway will be protected either by a ditch line or rock embankment to limit vehicles from traveling anywhere other than the roadway. I understand that it's your goal that ATVs and dirt bikes and that sort of thing don't tear up U.S. government land, and you'd like to have some barriers to keep that from happening, especially if the road is improved so that people can get down there with their trailers, with their bikes and their ATVs. But at the same time, the commission has their perspective on that as far as not unduly limiting citizens. They don't want it torn up either. So I guess what is the minimum that you guys would require of us concerning the improvements to the land?
Well, it sounds like the way Danny described it, I didn't get up there to see it before it all went underwater, but it sounds to me like you did exactly what they said.
That's exactly right, John. When we talked about Mission Road and we talked about moving the you guys kept wanting us to move that road, and I think Mark Case, who's there with you, you kept wanting to move that road to the left as you're going down Mission Road, and we looked and it was a natural ravine there, you know, but we didn't realize that because of the brush and everything that there was such a hole there. I mean, you could put a dozer and a road grader in that hole, and so we ended up taking and filling that area in, you know, that's all the underbrush and all that kind of stuff was put in there and burnt, and just like you said, to get rid of it, then we covered it up and put a nice, it's very impressive to see the work that we did there. On the other side, there's no need for a barrier because you've got a, like you said, there's a 10 or 12 foot bank. I'd say it runs from 8 to 12 feet bank that it's steep enough that we netted it and sowed it in wheat so that it would hold and not erode.
Danny, our goal is to keep the vehicles on the roadway.
May I just try some language that may state it for you, and you can do whatever you want with the language, but I mean, basically the purpose of the road improvements is to give access to the lake. And we're not being asked to prevent people from accessing all the way down to the lake. What you want is to discourage people from going into unauthorized areas because you don't want them there. And where it's feasible and not a huge cost or an extra deal for the county as they're improving the road, to maintain or even have infrastructure that discourages people from accessing these unauthorized areas rather than the lake.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. We use a host of improvements that discourage people. Like Danny was saying, if you're running into rock or sheer bluff or any of that stuff, obviously that's a barricade, a natural barricade. Trees are a natural barricade. A 3x3 ditch is a barricade. You know, any kind of rocks that they're piled up, all that stuff works fine. What we're wanting to do is just not leave it unprotected. They just drive off the road and up down the shoreline. And we're wanting to make it so that it discourages the vehicles from leaving the roadway.
Mark, let me throw my two cents in. This is Chuck.
Okay.
And I think I clearly said to y'all, one of you or both of you, that's your, this is just my opinion, that's your business. And I don't necessarily agree with what you're wanting to do, but that's your business and we don't have any say in it. This one statement that's in here says the grantee, meaning Taney County, shall develop restrictive barriers, boulders, berms along the roadway to keep vehicles out of unauthorized areas. I can't, and I think I said this kindly before, that I can't support that with my vote to do something. And again, that's your business, and if you all want to do that and take the heat for it and all that kind of thing, I'm okay with it. I mean, I don't agree with you. And I just want to be clear that I don't agree with blocking that off. There may be some cases it's okay, but what this says in the contract says that we're going to develop those restrictive barriers, and I'm not in favor of that.
No,
now, I know all the conversation we've had today is talking about how we built it and how there's a barrier there, but my opinion, we didn't do that to provide a barrier. We just did it to build, to take care of the access, and if there's a barrier there, so be it.
We both got goals, but one of ours is to stop the off-road operator.
That is
absolutely one of our goals.
I understand that entirely, and personally, I don't object with you, but as representative of the county, and the people that I speak for, I'm not in favor of it. But that's your business, and if the Corps is going to do that, I don't want to have any part of it.
I think that you understand, Mark, that the road, the ditch line, and the other thing that we talked about were caused by the building of the road to the lake. Now, once that lake goes down, and we talked about that, where the old road goes out in there 100 more feet or 150 feet, what we did with the 3x3 ditch that was on one side is strictly for water drainage off the top up there, because it had rutted, you know, that hole on the left-hand side was a whole lot bigger than road and bridge, myself, and I know it was bigger than what you guys anticipated it being when we started clearing the brush off on that side. So what we did to build the road to that location, to the edge of the water, was necessary, not as a barrier, but was necessary for the natural water flow of everything, and it caused a barrier to be there. So that's what we did. Now, when we got this contract that we were to sign, it has those statements in there, and we don't like those particular statements in there because it makes it look like we done those things for a barrier. It was to make, just like if you went out to do a job or build a road yourself and have it engineered, that would be the way it would be engineered for the water drainage to go through that area. And to fill that big hole that was there, we had to take and cut that down to a level surface, which caused the bank on the other side. So we don't want to get Mission Road mixed up with the other two roads, where we did exactly what you wanted on it and left those trees on that side of the road as what you called a barrier. That's your business, as Chuck and I both said on site. We left those. That's your business, because we left those for you, didn't take those out, and it provides a natural barrier. But the bank where we cut into the side of it there, I mean, there's nobody going to go up it in a four-wheeler or anything like that, but that wasn't our purpose. Our purpose was to get them down to the edge of the water where they could have lake access. But this one statement in here, it kind of misrepresents what we did. Well, I asked them just to start.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
No, we'll just cross that out of there. Send you a new draft. You guys look it over and say that we'll, and kind of like we told you when we met on the side up there, we do agree.
Take it out.
That is our responsibility, but we also want you guys to be aware that that's what we intend to do.
Sure, we understand that.
Can we just cross
out that line and sign it and send it back?
Now we'll have to send you a new one. Okay. I'm not sure that we will be able to say that's how it went.
Okay, that's fine, but
we'll look forward to receiving the new one.
Yep.
Okay.
That'd be great, guys.
We appreciate what you do.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, before we get too much further down the road here, is the other locations on the far eastern side of the county, there's only two or three locations where we can do similar circumstances over there for lake access.
Right.
We would like to get all those. We'd like to get those 18 that you guys wanted to look at before. We'd like to look at those, get all this thing settled in and taken care of, so that we have no questions about, you know, that we're not asking the public. Every time they see us, they want to know if we've talked to you. You see what I'm saying? And now that KDOC is going to be underwater again, we're going to end up with lots of phone calls on that, and we'd like to get something straightened up on that. So the more we can work together to get these problems fixed, the better off Taney County is and the better off the Corps is. So anyway, that's what we're wanting to do, and when we can get a date set up that it's not raining, it's been very unfortunate that we've had three dates set up, and it's come, you know, it's been raining and messed up, and if you can come up and see the sites and see what we did, I think you're going to be very impressed, and you'll be willing to agree to the other two or three locations, and maybe we can talk about this KDOC situation, which... That dock is completely out of business, and the water's not even up over the road yet because the water come up overnight.
Right. Well, and you know, as far as that goes, you know, we put in for that money through the Federal Highway Administration, and that was actually approved to raise that low swag down there.
I was there the day.
Okay. If you guys are having calls from the public about that, then we'll in turn give Mr. Hansen a call and let him know he needs to do whatever he has to do to correct that situation.
Okay. And then when, John, you got to find you guys are trying to work with us, and I would like to look at that KDOC situation, the road where it crosses that low dip, and get focused back on getting that filled in. I was there the day you had a grant writer there and was figuring out the yardage and everything to fill in that hole to raise that road up to a level to where we wouldn't have this problem anymore. There's been several homes built on that side of the of that ravine now, along the lake on that side of where the boat, right above the boat dock.
Right.
And so it's an issue that we need to take care of. And if you guys, if we can get these other little issues, which looks like we're headed down the right track is the way I'm going to put it. If we get these other little issues settled, then we'll go ahead and get the, let's try to get that KDOT problem fixed up, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
I'd like to have a meeting with you.
Hey, John, did I understand you to say that you got approval for the project or raising that?
Yeah, that's right. We got approval from that program through the Federal Highway Administration. I want to say it's like $330,000 or something. So, yeah, once the lake gets back down, we haven't actually received that money yet. You know, it's been approved.
Wonderful.
That's great.
Wonderful.
You know, it'll take a while. You know, by the time we get that designed and all that stuff and what it's actually going to take to get it done. But, we got approval for it, and hey, we're going to keep moving that forward.
Wonderful.
That's great. Great news. Hey, John, what about is there such a thing as Taney County being a contractee for that to cause that to happen at a more rapid rate? You know, we have a large workforce, and I know that we would take it as a serious matter. And if you guys got the grant money and could pass it through to us and us get the job done, well, there's a quarry close. We can take advantage of several different things there, and that just thrills me to death to hear that because I was there that day that you had your grant writer down there. Okay, and whenever Frank Preston's here, you know, our road superintendent, and he said whenever you reach that stage where you're satisfied with the everything being correct on the statement, that then he would like to issue, you know, some sort of press release with you to, let the public know. Because if the water comes up over that road, we're going to have constant phone calls. And that would be something that we could, you know, divert the attention away from that situation if they knew that it was going to be fixed and that you guys had received the $330,000 or something. So I appreciate it.
Sounds great.
Yeah, well, I'll do some checking there and let you know on that one.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, and come up and visit with us, and we'll ride around and show you the things that have been done, and I think you'll be quite impressed with what's taking place up here. You'd need your scuba diving equipment if you wanted to look at it now.
Oh, that's what we know. Yeah. We've got a bad pattern here, but you know, I was telling somebody this morning, I read in the paper over the weekend, said nationwide for a U.S. record for October, rainfall.
Right.
Across the United States, record rainfall for the U.S. as a whole in October.
Right, right.
Incredibly wet month.
Right. And all we can do is, you know, whenever we get a break is be able to fall in on those projects and do them. That's the reason I would like to get those others maybe lined out sometime whenever you're up here. And then when we have the time and have the work crew available, we can fall in on those other little projects and get those. It actually helps us to do those projects like that whenever when we have a workforce, you know, that if it's too bad to work in one area, we can work along the edge of like those lake accesses, because most of it is rocky and not muddy. So, thank you very much. Appreciate your your effort on that $330,000 to get that KDOT deal straightened up. I had several phone calls on that last night.
Well, good, yeah. Hey, I'll get you some more info and pass along to you.
Okay, I sure appreciate it.
Bet. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Man, that is the best news. That is the best news that we could possibly get. See, we're done.
Thank you.
Oh, Bill.